This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big extravaganza today, the sports theme, hippies, a testicle bath, and Floyd calls in. It's all coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries, axe for it by name.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee.
Now let's laugh with Tom.
This isn't a laugh, this is a challenge, I think.
Physical strength?
And sometimes laughing in here is a challenge.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Something out about panties.
This is the this is our new sports theme. Chick McGee.
I know you just write it, and because you're going to short circuit whatever comes to any suggestions.
I'm just saying someone could email us some lyrics, and I'll
go ahead and
obviously edit them. but yeah, wouldn't that be great? Like, something, something sports with Chick McGee.
I thought your daughter wrote the song. Didn't Fenn sing something?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She sort of did write the unofficial Chick McGee theme song.
That's what we farted for.
This
is what you farted for,
Chick McGee.
I've got that right here. Here it is.
Chick McGee.
There it is.
This is what you farted for.
Yeah.
And the passion.
Is that Finn?
So funny. That was, yeah.
Oh, she sounds so small there.
Yeah, it was
can
Finn
you
a
play
couple
them
years
both,
ago.
Both at the same time?
I can. It almost fits. Well, I can get the girls in and we can get that done. But if you've got any suggestions for the Chick McGee,
that'll be a 2-day recording session.
Every week mixing it.
Yep. Wait a minute, is this coming from you? I want to shut up now.
I thought you want to shut up.
No, we've spent more time mixing Pat stuff.
Yeah, you too.
I'm sure it would be. I could get this mixed in maybe a day. today. But the point is, send us your suggestions. How do you reach us, Josh?
Email us at bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Use the app. My goodness, there are many ways to communicate with us through there. Also, you can text us, 888-262-8661. I get 10 cents per text that comes in. And let me tell you, it helps out a lot with some bills of mine that I have. And
he's not listening.
Not going to stop me, huh? Boy, oh boy.
Okay, now, we were talking about hippos.
I thought you and Pat were working on something.
Yeah, we got something.
Well, it's about hippos.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm.
I thought we were writing lyrics to my theme song.
Well, I have to give people time.
Hippo to be square.
Damn it, that was good.
How did I not catch hippo to be son of a... Huey Lewis 4. It's Patrick Bateman. Thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
Now, this involves a story we had in August about Pablo Escobar, who I think died in, 93-ish?
He's been gone a while.
On a tile roof.
And drug dealers in the movies, he had to have exotic animals. He had his own little mini zoo, and he imported hippos. Do you have the actual details?
The Colombian government has sterilized some of Pablo Escobar's hippos. He illegally imported them. They flourished in the countryside near his former ranch, Hacienda Nipoles.
Oh, that's Nipple House.
Yes, that's right.
House of Nipples.
House of Nipples.
I thought it was House of Pizza.
Environmentalists have said the hippos believe...
That's a local joke, but very funny.
House of Pizza. It's not a pizza. Yeah, it's not.
There's a pizza place called Napoli's.
Yes. Oh, right, but you can also order...
They have pizza elsewhere. Yeah. You don't have to check local listings for pizza.
No, but is that called Napoli's?
He was so ready to dig into
He was. He's still doing it. He can't stop.
Environmentalists have said the hippos believed to be the biggest herd outside of Africa.
Sure, I've heard of hippos. What do you what are you talking
no
about?
No need to go on. There's the joke.
They're an invasive species, and they could negatively impact the native ecosystem. According to the BBC, the Colombian government has sterilized 24 of more than 80 animals so far.
Because the last time we had the story, they didn't know what they were going to do.
Right.
What is the term they use? Culling?
Culling the herd?
Culling the
Come
herd.
Come here, herd!
In other words,
I'm culling the herd. Then that kill some?
Well, killing the herd would mean...
You don't want to do that.
Why not?
These hippos don't deserve to die.
Yeah, just
it's not their fault.
Put them on a big cruise, send them back over to their own place where they can hang out.
Pat, you've worked a lot of cruises. You ever see any hippos on those cruises?
I did a couple times.
You ever bet any of them?
No.
You're
not allowed to do that on those cruise ships. You know better than that.
You can't fraternize with guests.
I love the fact that they say he illegally imported them. Like Pablo Escobar, that was the only illegal thing he did.
Right.
Oh,
and like anybody was going to say, no, you can't do this.
Yeah. Who would have thought that his legacy of illegal activities would be anything beyond the cocaine trade? But, Pat...
Taking their breeding rights away, right?
Yeah. So they're neutering them, I guess, is that the term?
Sterilizing them, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there'll be no baby hippos. You got a song?
Sure. Scared me to death.
Okay, here we go. It was a costly notion, shipping hippos across the ocean. They flew me on a plane. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Though I weighed many tonnies, Escobar had lots of money from trafficking cocaine. Oh, I could tell you things. If this hippo talked, I'd sing. There were guns and guys were there to buy some blow. I could name names. He's dead, right, Pablo?
Yes.
Other hippos, they are twerking, but my balls, they aren't working. I've been neuterized. I came here for vacation. Now I'm looking at castration. Why am I so despised? Aww. Try and catch me, you bastards.
You bastards.
It doesn't say in the article.
Talk me out of it.
Doesn't say in this article how they do it.
I mean,
do they have to... Hippos are super dangerous. Didn't I read somewhere that hippos kill more humans than any other large animal?
Incredibly territorial.
Right.
So, how do you encroach on their...
I don't know.
You go and you make friends with the hippos. That's what you have to do.
Oh, how do you
make
do that?
Make tranquilizing darts.
Buy them dinner.
And...
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd. Floyd.
I've enjoyed your surprise program.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, it's not enough that I have to keep my eyes on the road for about 10 to 12 hours a day, but now Big D's got me on the mission.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, she told me to keep my eyes open for anything I seek, and had to a Halloween display at our place.
Ah.
You know, like most women, she's over the top crazy about it. Got stuff all over the house that's leaking into the yard. Attic is full of witches. Basement is packed with plastic pumpkins. Ghosts. Matter of fact, I'll tell it like this. We got more skeletons in our closet than Urban Myers and that John Gruden combined.
Oh, my.
She loves Halloween, does she?
Well, I'm trying to find stuff that might fit in with this basement. Yeah, she loves it, Tom. She kicks a shine every time this time of year. So far, all I've spotted is some roadkill.
Oh.
And a couple of hitchhikers that look like they were up to no good. Kindly look like serial killers that have been laid off. I always wonder why hitchhikers are always such a hot mess. Why is it you never see an old boy in a suit carrying a briefcase standing alongside the road holding up a sign that says, I can bundle your auto and homeowners insurance? Actually, I think I speak for us all for truckers when I say we'd much rather pick up some hobo than a fool selling insurance.
Sure, sure.
No, just seen another sign out there for a really scary Halloween shop at the next exit.
Oh.
Oh, this is scary as hell. Says over 10,000 vasectomies performed by the same fella.
Oh.
Ooh.
Not today, old son. Ain't nobody clipping my candy corn.
Thank you, Floyd.
Okay. Kind of goes right into a story about candy corn, I guess.
What's that?
If you're going to refer to them that way. A so-called testicle bath birth control device for men has earned the top prize at the James Dyson Awards. Rebecca Weiss was
that
named...
That place sucks, huh?
Dyson. A little bit of fun.
Rebecca Weiss was named Germany's winner for her male birth control device, which uses an ultrasound testicle bath to temporarily stop sperm mobility.
Really?
Weiss hopes the Dyson Award will help her obtain funding so the device can undergo clinical trials. She has also been shortlisted for the International Award, which carries a prize of $45,000. The quote-unquote testicle bath birth control device only needs to be used every few months to keep the sperm inert and prevent eggs from being fertilized during sex.
Wow.
So you just soak your testicles in this UV? Is that what it is?
Some kind of ultrasound device.
Use ultrasound, right. And then it keeps them from flagellating? Which is what sperm do.
They can't swim. It kills the... Wow.
Keeps them from moving around.
And it's called a testicle bath.
So yeah, that's what she's calling it.
Yeah, better than a ball bath.
Sure, yeah.
If you want to do that, you just go to the golf course. You won't be having any kids if you try that.
Boy, dunking your nuts in one of those things.
I mean, a ball washer.
Up and down.
Wow. They've got little scrubbers on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little wire brush, yeah.
Wow, that's a... I'm
skeptical.
Yeah, would you have to sort of stand on some kind of gizmo and then dip your sack into the?
I think it would probably be some type of maybe wand or some type of thing that would emit an ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you do it yourself at home. It's not a medical professional that helps you run this equipment.
I don't know.
They're still in clinical trials, Willie. So
I don't even set up my cable alone. I asked for the guy to come to my house. I would never
trust your birth control to an ultrasound.
A testicle bath sounds like something you'd get at a spa.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Illegally.
Sounds pretty nice.
Probably.
Oh, do they have that. Testicle masks like they have for women?
What? Mm-hmm.
Like a face mask? Do they have a testicle?
For Halloween, of course.
No, I don't mean like that you hide
Batman
them in.
Comes ball face.
You know, to
Batman's going to be ball face.
Christy, I looked it up.
A testicle mask.
I wish I hadn't looked it up. Now I'm seeing face masks with pictures of scrotums on them.
Oh.
But you know what I mean. Your girls never put the little masks on their face and then they dry and they peel off.
Oh, of course, yes.
I bet you could probably just use one of those on your nuts.
If you were nuts.
You know what? I just looked this up.
I don't think it would make you nuts.
Can I say something? People are too creative. There's too many Etsy store options for this. This is insane. There are so many different kinds of... Wow.
What about dripping...
This sounds like something Goop would sell.
Dripping wax on those and peeling it off?
Yeah, someone was talking about that's a thing among certain circles. To have hairless sacks.
Sure, yeah.
I told you about that. But
apparently, it's apparently quite tricky.
That guy
that
who
flesh
liked,
is quite...
he'd like to have his testicles stomped by the girl in heels. Remember that?
That's
how many times can you do that?
He loved it. He was. It looked like he enjoyed himself. He was on that HBO Real Sex or whatever it was.
Man.
Don't try that at home.
Well, no.
I would think that could...
Rupture?
I mean, you'd be crushing.
Yeah, it can damage for sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Well, in any event, we'll see if this testicle bath birth control takes off.
Do you get yours waxed or do you just shave?
I have had it waxed. Now I just shave it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You shave that?
Yeah.
Of course.
With a razor?
A lady razor. Yeah, I have a lady schick.
You have a lady razor?
Is that electric or is that?
No, no. It's just a, you know.
Have you ever cut yourself?
Do you foam it up?
Yes, I do.
How long does that...
Do you have a series of mirrors? How
no.
Do you
it's real easy.
I know this game. You pinch at the bottom, right? And then you kind of let things just
swell up a bit?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Yeah,
that's the mirror.
Do you move it aside like the nose on your face to try to get around it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, you kind of... I do kind of... Yeah.
You can do this alone?
Oh, yeah. I do it in the shower.
What do you mean alone? Yeah. Who are you going to get to do that for you?
I'd come over and help you out if you need
it. I'm sure for...
But which sounds weirder? Him doing it by himself or you evidently wanting a crowd to come by?
No, I'm sure there's some, what do you call it, esthetician that for $200 or $300 would go down there.
Yeah, but it's I can do myself.
You know what I'd like to see? You ever seen the movies where the guy has all the shaving cuts and he's got the Kleenex on his face and the little your sack has like five.
A lot of estheticians will not do that particular area. So because it's you can rip the skin.
Sure, I bet.
But yeah.
What's the appeal of that?
Of a smooth scrub, of a bear ball bag.
I honestly would do it. I do it once a year. I think I do it as a nice treat, maybe before the summertime.
Oh, I have to do it. It's to me. I also have it in my head that I'm more comfortable with it that way.
So after like a month, you've got the Fred C. Dobbs of balls,
the Don Johnson down there.
Who's Fred C. Dobbs?
Bogart.
Oh
yeah, no, that's great. Great.
Okay.
Plus, I like a little attention paid, you know. So.
I bet you would have yours, and you could not go back. You'd have to have it shaved all the time. You'd keep it a secret from
us.
It's
the best.
Do you have a lot of hair down there?
Not right now. I just had open heart surgery. I'm like a piglet.
Oh, welcome to the wonderful world of by the time it grows back, they have to shave it all off again.
I don't know.
Did they shave that part too?
They shaved. I literally right now have been shaved from like my knees up.
But they, even the sack
I'm not kidding. They actually.
Prove it.
Pixar didn't happen.
They actually shave. Yeah, they shave down.
And they, you don't care for it?
They actually, for some people, if you're getting open heart surgery, if they're going to take, this is where I'm going to get lost here technically. Sometimes they have to go down below your calf to get a chunk of whatever that is, artery.
Yeah, I got that.
And move it.
Yeah, right.
So they'll shave you all the way down to the ankles.
They take it off there.
But
and
they didn't do that to me. So, but yeah, I'm. They did a lot of shaving.
Do they offer you?
You don't.
You can see my chest is completely. Oh, there's a little bit of hair that's grown back, but not much.
Your scar looks nice.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that sweet? So you don't enjoy it being shaved?
No, not particularly.
Oh.
Seems like an unnatural thing only a freak would do.
Then call me a freak, baby.
Only a freak would do.
Freak flag fly.
Remember, he says he's shaving his sack.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do that, Tom.
Mm-hmm. I hate
straight guys.
Yes.
I find it fascinating.
Oh, my
you
God.
Think it's weird.
Absolutely.
You know, you really do think
it's not weird.
This isn't a joke.
Let me put it this way. You know when you have people over, like say you're going to have a backyard barbecue, you mow the lawn because you want people to enjoy and spend time there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I do that.
Yeah, don't you want people...
Nice way to put it.
Don't you want people to want to put the lawn in their mouth, right?
Come over for some porn balls?
Yeah, you've never had your lawn gargled?
Oh, my gosh.
You ever catch a piece of grass between your teeth? It's no fun.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking earlier about writing words to the sports theme.
Sure.
The Chick McGee, the new Chick McGee sports theme, which sounds like this. Chick McGee. And I'm asking people to submit some suggestions.
But do you have some?
Well, we do have, this was Finn singing her Chick McGee tribute.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Yeah.
And Dean has melded those two, and this sounds like this.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Finn. Thank you, Dean.
We have farts in the news.
Farts
in the news.
A nurse in the UK.
Farts in the news.
Breaking wind.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.